That is a very, very well-known and loved Australian song. This is Australia by Ganga Jang. Carolyn absolutely captured that song sitting on the back veranda. And she's been in Queensland over the past week, and she's reporting on a farm stay at a sugarcane plantation with a couple of genuine characters. They call themselves Old Tassie Potato Farmers. They bought the worst farm near Mackay in Queensland and turned it into an award-winning tourism facility with sheer hard work and a bit of imagination. It's called O'Deer. That's O-D-E-E-R-E. And, of course, that's named after their favourite piece of farm gear, the big green tractor. Carolyn chats with Corinda Anderson.
I'm sitting in the middle of a big sugarcane farm just out of Mackay in a little town called Kalin. And it's raining. It's been raining for days and the sun shines through every now and then. But it's the most perfect setting because we're sitting at the back and we're watching lightning crack over cane fields. And there's that famous song, This is Australia, and it's just ringing through my head. Well, I'm lucky we've actually got the place to ourselves at the moment. I'm sitting with the owner, Corinda Anderson, and we've had the biggest day. It's hot and humid. It's beautiful weather here, but it's the rainy season. And as Corinda keeps saying, if you don't have rain, you don't have cane, do you?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm here is to check out the property. Now Corinda runs O'Deer Farm Stays. Now, O'Deer is D-E-E-R-E, so it's actually in honour of John Deere, but we'll get to that bit in a little while. So what you get to do is come and stay on a working farm. And it's much more than just a campground, although this is where you can bring your caravans, your campers, motorhomes. You can pitch a tent, you can bring swags, you can do all sorts. And there's powered and unpowered sites. But it's much more than just a place to stay. This is where you can learn how they farm sugar. And you can take tours on the property. You can go into a sugar maze, which I'll get Corinda to tell us about because it's very first of its kind. Now, Corinda, you're a bit of a tourism whiz, aren't you? You know, you're shaking your head because you don't like that term, but what I've seen on this property is quite amazing. You've taken a working farm that was quite dilapidated and in 8 years you've turned it into an award-winning property. Tell us about the award you've won.
So we've just won awards for Top Tourist Operator for Mackay Isaac Region, and we also won silver awards for People's Choice for Mackay Isaac Region. So pretty stoked about that.
Oh, absolutely. So to give you an idea, tell us what people can expect when they come here. You have a real passion for teaching people not just about the region but about farming and how their food gets on the plate.
Yeah. So you've got to love what you do. Doing what I do every day, and that was doing a tour with you guys this morning, isn't really a job to me. You've got to love what you do, and I totally love what I do.
I can tell.
There's nobody out there that wants to put their heart and soul out there and tell people how it's done. But there are so many people in the cities, the travellers, that have no idea where their food starts from. They know that it ends up on a shelf at a supermarket or a shop where they buy it, or and eventually on the plate to feed them and their children, but they don't know where it originated from. And without the farmers, one day there's no one to feed the nation.
That's right. So there's a lot of places where you can go, you know, you can learn when they get the produce, what they do with it to get on your plate. So you learn lots about the cooking process and where how they treat it and what they do to it to make fabulous dishes. But this has been an eye-opener for me because I've never been on a sugar farm before. So what we learnt today was really exciting for me. I had no idea about the 2,000 varieties of sugar cane. And you have six varieties on your property?
We've got six varieties on our farm, but there's over 2,000 in the world and over 200 in Australia.
And like all crops, that they certain ones fare better on different kind of soils. And so you've been here for 8 years, so it's been long enough for you to realise what works well where.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your crops are irrigated, aren't they?
Yeah, front half of our farm's irrigated and the back half's non-irrigated. It takes a metre and a half to 2 metres of water for a piece of cane to grow a year. And we live in the tropics, so usually our wet season produces enough water without us having to irrigate.
So
I do have the ability to irrigate if I need to.
That's right. So how long does the wet season last and when?
It depends. Sometimes it'll get here before Christmas. Sometimes it gets here after Christmas. But it'll probably go through till end of March, mid-April, and then it'll start finding up. And, of course, we go into our winter months.
So winter months is peak tourism season because Absolutely. It's not so hot and humid.
Absolutely.
But it's been really cool here. I've come from Cape Hillsborough where I've watched the kangaroos eat on the beach, and it rained there for a solid 12 hours overnight, thankfully, cleared up during the day. And yesterday it started raining in the afternoon and it rained most of the night, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then today the sun came out, but the property is saturated for a little while until the water soaks in. So we were really lucky. Corinda said normally she'd take us around in a van, and we did a part of the tour in a van, but we got to go in the Gator, which is like a four-wheel drive buggy. So for us it was so much fun.
Yeah.
We got to cross through cane fields and down little strips. I call them little cane field alleyways, but I'm sure there's a proper term for it. But
irrigation run, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. But we got to learn all about the whole growing process and then how they harvest. And then we went to what Corinda calls the Love Shack, which is her pride and joy.
Absolutely.
And it's a little converted house or a shed, but it's a little museum. And it's full of her John Deere obsession. So tell us how your passion for John Deere products. John Deere makes farming equipment, basically, right. Doesn't he? All sorts of farming equipment. And and I know you told me that you were after a toy for your son.
Yeah, so my husband's worked all over the world in all forms of agriculture and wanted to do something different. He'd actually worked when he was a youngster up here in Kamala, which is just the other side of Serena, living in the Kamala pub while he hauled cane for a grower there. To earn wages. And because of that, he met a lot of people up here that he's got to know that have become lifelong friends. And while they're lifelong friends, we got invited to one of their weddings. So him and I came up here, leaving our oldest child at home with my parents and his parents. Well, we sort of a bit of a honeymoon for us and also to come up to this wedding. Wanted to take him back to Tonkatoy and couldn't buy anything that wasn't plastic. Being a farmer, that wasn't very good for me. So I went to the John Deere shop that was in town at the time and I bought a metal replica, which started a bit of a collection.
Now, a bit of a collection. This had me gobsmacked. I walked into this little museum and I think there's 3 or 4 rooms, and plus every corridor, every piece of wall space, every piece of ceiling space, and the back veranda is full of John Deere products. And I'm not kidding when I say, you name it, Corinda has a John Deere product. So there's a fridge, there's a sewing machine, there are walls and walls and walls of toys, like harvesters and trucks and all sorts. There is, there's cups, there's Keep Me Coffee cups, there's a whole dinner set that the kids gave you for your 40th birthday.
40th birthday.
With John Deere products on them. Now, the latest is the most fascinating because this was for your birthday present. Tell us what it is.
All I wanted for my birthday was a John Deere casket, because I bet you none of the tourists that come here will ever go to a tourist destination and be able to have their photo taken in a John Deere casket, or a casket that looks like whatever they collect.
It's a coffin.
I actually had made a John Deere coffin.
So, and it's standing up, so you can't actually lie in it. But, yes, I did have a photo taken.
Can't lay down because I don't have any room left.
Yeah. But this is truly a pride and joy. There's a train set. What else have you got? Egg cups. Gosh, even today, so
here's replica tractors that are one of a kind. There's no others, a couple of one-offs in Australia.
It's worth thousands and thousands. I don't think you could put a price on it, could
absolutely
you?
Absolutely not.
And as a really nice touch, Corinda gets lots of repeat customers coming to stay at Oh Dear. And one of her loyal customers who knew about her obsession with John Deere products went to an op shop and found a John Deere chainsaw.
Yeah.
And so it arrived today in the post.
Yeah.
So she bought it for $5 in some thrift shop.
It's like your kid's chainsaw, but it'll be going in the love shack.
It's pretty cool. It is jaw-dropping because you walk around and you have no idea, for a start, that they made those products for John Deere, but also that anyone would collect so many. And your husband is Dale.
Yeah.
Now, Dale goes along with the love relationship with John Deere, but not quite as much as you, does he?
He still loves it. He did his first 2 or 3 there Saturday while I was in town picking up parts for him, so he's getting there slowly.
That's good. Now, part of the tour as well, we sit down and you have morning tea, and morning tea is designed around the cane cutters, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly what they used to have, because we haven't always had harvesting in the cane. Well, they've always harvested, I should say, but once upon a time it was all done by hand with knives. So back in the days, they used to have to drink cold tea because they didn't have all the energy drinks to keep them energized. So they used to drink black tea. When they finished their black tea for the day, they would put it in glass bottles and keep it, and they'd drink it cold for the rest of the day to give them energy. They used to eat tomato sandwiches with sugar. They used to eat Spam sandwiches with mango chutney, because whenever you come into Queensland where all the cane's grown, you always have mango trees, so they were able to use their own produce. And then, of course, the homebodies would cook them Anzac biscuits or chocolate biscuits, and, of course, Lamington fingers, who wouldn't have them? So you get morning tea, everybody gets to taste a little bit of what they had.
It's really beautifully presented. It's in your own little picnic box that you get. And then we also sit down and watch a beautiful film of your property, which is taken by drone. So it puts it all into perspective, so you can see where the house is, and the camping area is all around the house, and it's just on this expanse of lawn, and you're surrounded by beautiful cane fields. And then we went out to your dam.
Yeah.
Again, part of the 400-acre property, and it's a swing out there, and we sat out there. And then you told us about other tourism things that you're doing.
Yeah. So we've put in a maize, first maize in Australia. We actually hand cut it in. We decided that we'd try it, and we set about, drew out a map, marked it all out, and then we went in and physically hand cut it with a whippersnapper.
I did it yesterday with one of the visiting families here, the two little boys. And I've got the worst sense of direction, so we left it up to the boys, and they were great. They got us around it, yeah. But it was hot in there because you're surrounded by the cane, but you don't have to have those fears that everybody thinks of, where you've got snakes and cane toads and whatever, rats and things in there. It wasn't, because you make enough noise, if there's any there, they just disappear. Yeah. No, it was good fun. So there's one thing. But you're also got out by the lake.
Yeah, so we're going to put kayaks on the lake. So we're working on that at the moment. And 2 years ago, we stocked our dam with barramundi. It doesn't have any running water through it. So we already did our research into it and know that barramundi can't spawn, so they're not going to rejuvenate or anything like that. But we put them in. We waited the 2 years till they're big enough, and we're going to do catch and release. So parents that come in here, or even parents from Mackay, can come out here and do day trips and go and sit by the side of the dam and be with their kids while they do catch and release.
And you've got SIP.
And we do I wanted to look outside the square. I don't want to be like everybody else, and I love the fact that you can do paint and sips. So we did, I think it was 8 last year, and we do them over on the wall of the dam where we've got the love swing set up, and we paint as the sun goes down in the evening, and it's 2 hours, and you take home your picture, either of the sunset, a sunflower, the Yungala Range is over behind us, whatever it may be. We have an absolute ball. You can have a couple of drinks, or you can just while the time away doing your painting, take it home with you.
So the best way to see all this stuff is to come and stay. If you're on the road, you're travelling, you can come here and stay. But you don't have to stay to enjoy all those things. You can come and do, you can go to the maze.
Yeah.
You can do the tour, which it lasts,
About 3 hours.
Yeah. It's such a great experience. It's quite long. There's a lot involved in it, but you spend as much time as you like in the love shack with the John Deere museum. I still can't get over how much you've got in there. But it's a really great experience, and it's a really great base to check out Mackay. And you're halfway between Mackay and Ely Beach, aren't you?
Halfway between Mackay and Proserpine.
So it's in a really good spot. You've got mountains close by. You've got the coast very close by. Beautiful little town of Kaelin. So highly recommend the pub there for tea.
Yeah.
And other than that, I think just come and have a visit. And, of course, you've got these great ambassadors for anything to do with farming, and they're so knowledgeable. They're ex-spud farmers from Tassie. That's how they describe themselves.
Yeah.
What they don't know about farming isn't worth knowing, I don't think. So, Corinda, can you tell us, if people want to look up your website, what is it?
Yeah, so ODF Farms Day, www.odffarmsday. You can look us up on Facebook. We've got our own Facebook page, and if you want to book a tour or come and stay, you can call the numbers on the Facebook pages or book online on the website.
That's cool. So you can get here either by driving or you can fly into Brizzy and then take an extra flight to Mackay.
Yeah.
Pick up a hire car.
Yeah, do a fly in, fly out. You're welcome to come in and do day trips. We don't just expect people to come in and camp, so we do day trips, and you can pre-organise it with Mackay Tourism or anyone else. Hire a car, or there's plenty of mingle events and a few others, or Early Beach Way, Driftwood Tours do tours and they'll come out to us. So look them up and they'll bring you out here to do a tour with us.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Well, that's amazing. There's no doubt that Carolyn Jasinski can find some interesting characters with their own unique perspective on things. That was Corinda Anderson of Oh Dear Farm Stays.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.